listening to the one and only Bert Show.
The week that wouldn't end.
That is what it is.
It's all in me.
Live like a woman week. Kristen, with an amazing surge of inspiration, comes up with an idea for Brian and I. Hey, why don't you guys live like a woman for a week? You think it's so easy. So every day she gave us a different assignment. Day one, which felt like it was 6 months ago, was wear a maxi pad. Looking back at it, not that bad.
Yeah. No, I'll take wearing a swamp pillow any day of the week over the rest of this stuff.
Tuesday was what? Was that bra day? Sup bra day?
It was. Bras and Spanx.
What I got out of that day was the euphoric freedom. Walking in the door and taking my bra off for the first time.
I saw the relief in your all's faces as soon as you got to take those bad boys off.
Wednesday, that was breast pump day. I just don't have a lot of meat up there to really...
It's not even like it really does anything to guys no matter what, but I think the bigger thing I took out of it was the real pain in the ass having to do that every 4 hours.
Yeah, the timing issue on that whole thing.
Lug that equipment around.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine if you're a woman and you're, you know, who knows where you are. You just got to know every 4 hours. Like, hey, guys, sorry. Got to go do this whole thing.
My girlfriend that came into town this weekend to visit, she had to bring her portable pump in when we were in the hotel room every 4 hours.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was Wednesday, then Thursday was miserable. That was heels for 24 hours. Heels and makeup. I don't care about makeup. The
you
wig
obviously don't care
itchy.
About makeup considering how you put it on your face.
Well, yeah. I mean, for a guy that's only put makeup on one time by himself, it was a little Rocky Horror Picture Show-ish.
I think the thing with makeup is it's not even, it just adds another 15 minutes to your routine. So I remember on Friday morning, it was Friday morning, I was rolling out of bed at, 10 minutes before I'm going to leave, as is my usual routine, just jump in the shower and then get out of Dodge. Now I got to try and put makeup on, and I was just such a baby about it.
Being a woman is all about time and pain. Those are the two things that dudes really don't have to deal with every single day. We can rush from one thing to the other. We can make spontaneous decisions and go places. And then we don't have to deal with the pain of heels and bras and it sucks being a woman.
And then the whole, not only putting on the makeup, but the taking off of the makeup as well as a process.
That was worse. That was terrible.
Yeah. I look like I got punched in the face all day.
You kept calling the stuff on your eyes tar. And I'm like, that's mascara, boo.
It was eyelid tar.
So then there was Friday, and there was the Brazilian wax. And I was warned and warned and warned about how badly it was going to hurt. And none of you guys did the pain justice because
really? It
was freaking awful. Where do we even start? Brian and I had two very different experiences with waxing.
Way different.
Very, very different. Now, I brought somebody into my house. I didn't feel comfortable going to a place. I've been doing radio in this town for a long time, and I didn't want pictures, rumors, nothing.
Sweet Peach was very disappointed that you chose not to get your wax.
Like I said last week, until I turned into sweet plums and they got a little more experience in this area, then I'm staying where I was at. Yeah. So I brought somebody into my house.
Okay.
And she brought like her massage table and she waxed me right there, whereas Brian went to Sweet Peach.
Yeah, I had like a crowd for mine. Everybody, there was a bunch of people in the lobby who were talking to me.
They tailgating?
I was sweating. They were like debating on who was going to do the wax. I was with Katie, my wife. So we went to the same lady that waxes her, who's also from...
Oh, you guys have that bonding experience.
Yeah.
The same woman that waxes Katie waxes you.
Real weird. And this woman's from England, too. So there's a... And Katie's filming my face, and they were making fun of me, and they were... It was... Yours looked serene, Bert. Like, it looked... You had no shirt on for some reason.
Okay. So we got to let's talk about that for just one second.
The first question Cassie, our social media and web director, had because when you guys periscoped, I watched it live and I took in every single moment and it was glorious and it set my weekend off right. But why were you not wearing a shirt? Why were you shirtless?
No one knows.
So I saw that post on Facebook the next day, and I don't know why. It never dawned on me not to be. I just thought that, I don't know. I don't know why I went naked, but I figured that was what you're supposed to do. I don't know.
I was just wearing a t-shirt and socks. Because you have to take your pants off.
That is a visual.
I don't know. Whose is weirder? Got weirder to be naked or weirder to just be wearing a t-shirt with your socks on?
And you were wearing a ball cap.
Yeah, and a baseball. I felt like I needed, every hair on my body was nervous, so I put a hat on to just like hold hold everything in?
I'm looking back at it because it didn't seem odd to me because I've never done it before. But then I saw the post and people started asking. And now I can only wonder what the woman was thinking when she came into my room to wax me. And I took my shirt off. She never said anything like, you don't have to do that. Which she certainly should have.
I mean, could you imagine just being there topless, getting your wax?
Because it makes sense. Because you definitely need to take your shirt off to have your downstairs
wax. I don't know why I did it.
See, I just assumed you got everything waxed on your whole body. I was like, man, Bert's going for the full meal deal on this waxing situation.
He has no hair anywhere. He's like that hairless Dr. Evil cat.
Of course. He's not a hairy dude, but when you have your shirt off and you're getting waxed, the assumption is you're waxing more than just your junk.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it. It didn't even dawn on me not to do it until I saw the post.
Yeah.
So I did mine shirtless, and
now
I was
totally
completely
naked. Now you know for next time.
There won't be a next time. So you go ahead and you start your experience, and then I'll start my experience. Because now, are you in a room, and it's much like a doctor's office?
Yeah, it's like a tiny little doctor's office-y room. Sex in the City is playing on the TV, so I'm really getting the whole woman experience. It just happens pretty quick. I walk in there, and I'm like, so do we introduce each other? And she's like, take off your pants and jump on the table. And I was like, okay, here we go.
And they give you a little towel to lay over your nether region.
Which stayed on the nether regions for all of 35 seconds.
Yeah, why did they even start with that thing on there?
Slap in the face.
Did you start on your stomach or your back?
I started on my back. So we went front wax first, and that they waxed every square inch. Everything got waxed.
The nards?
Yep. All of it.
How do they see?
I don't know. I didn't look, man. I couldn't look because it just made me so nervous because that wax is hot and they're putting it on. But Katie looked and she said they just literally, she just move everything over to one side, kind of smush it flat, wax it up, and whoosh, yank
it
right off.
Damn. So she didn't have to do that particular part because I was hairless there to begin with. So we went right around that area, and I was so thankful. Incredibly thankful.
I mean,
she made the decision. I'm like, cool. I'm not even going to second guess you on this one.
See, I manscaped and kept it all trimmed up. You just don't realize that you think you don't have as much hair in spots as you do. You have hair everywhere.
So I saw in yours that you did have to do that, like, triangular leg thing.
You didn't see me doing that, right? You just heard someone
say that.
Say okay,
it, yeah.
Thank God.
The butterfly.
Like, Katie, let the camera slip. Yeah, you got to put your feet together all awkwardly.
Mm-hmm. You put the bottoms of your feet together. That way your knees can spread so they can get in there and get a good view.
I didn't have that experience. She never made me do that at all. In fact, I went on stomach first, so she did my booty first.
Oh, see, that one I rolled over. That one was a mixture of insanely awkward and uncomfortable, and then the pain when they yank out the deepest, darkest hairs in the crevasse. When they yanked those out, I thought to myself, I have been growing those hairs since I was born.
Did they show you the strip to see so you could see how much hair was coming off?
No, I didn't want to see it. Katie showed it on Periscope at one point in time, and I was like, what are you doing? Stop it.
I was super surprised with how deep a deep Brazilian is. Because I felt, it was deeper than
I told you guys it was going to go. I mean, your butt gets waxed.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't know about yours, but mine was very thorough. Like, I felt like she was taking hair off of, like, 7 inches inside of me.
Yeah, I felt like I had wax inside my large intestine.
Yes. It was awful.
And I will say, the experience of watching some of your video and some of mine, it's different when you have a spectator in there who's heckling you, a.k.a. Katie, my wife.
Yeah, so here's some audio. So here's Brian. Your wife is in there, and she's running Periscope for you. And she, in listening back to this and watching it, she's enjoying it a little bit too much.
Way too much.
Her evil English laugh.
Oh, my God, she's having the best day of her life.
All right, here's Brian completing Live Like a Woman Week and getting his Brazilian wax on Friday.
Please try and relax your bum.
Okay. Relax your bum, babe.
Relax my bum.
Is going to be fun.
Ow! You evil person, Katie.
You hear that? I mean, that's her husband.
She loves it.
The person she should be most concerned about, she is loving every second of it.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
Why are you laughing?
Pull apart again.
Really pull apart, babe.
All right. And I'm relaxing.
Really pull
And I'm relaxing.
Apart. Oh, how much hair have you got down there?
Oh, my God, I don't know. I've never looked.
Oh, my God.
Relax. Pull apart.
I have sweat patches for you, babe.
Stop talking.
Let's talk about sweat for a second.
You're sweating through every part of your shirt.
I was in so much pain. Oh, I'm sweating. I'm trying to make sure I'm not tearing up. There's snot running out of my nose. because I'm in so much pain and it's hot. I had her turn the fan on.
I mean, it's painful, but it's not that painful.
The back part wasn't as bad as the front part, like right over
the
junk region.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That can get a little sensitive.
But yeah, the amount of sweat, and I felt like I was on the equator. I felt like I was getting it done on the equator because it was so hot.
Yeah,
and Katie kept going, it doesn't hurt that bad. I get it done all the time. Yeah, but think back to the first time you got waxed.
Yeah.
And then go in not knowing, because I would have shaved everything up above.
No, you can't do that.
I would have done that just so she didn't have the option of yanking it out to the point of, like, I literally, there's a little bit of blood. I'm not happy.
Pretty enjoyable for me.
You!
What?
You are an evil person, Kristen.
Yeah, you are going to spot me.
I'm bleeding.
Did that hurt?
Yes.
Hang on, no, did it hurt? Did it really hurt?
Yes, it stings.
We like our ladies to be, and our guys, to be nice and clean and hair-free, especially with these summer months coming up.
I know.
Yeah, it's like going
to
run around the pool naked. Can you just get half-waxed so it has like a mohawk?
You're more than nearly dead, babe.
And at that point, you're exhausted, right? You're so tired.
Because your whole body, I'm sure your entire body was just tense. And they're telling you to relax, but it goes against human nature in your mind to just let everything
You can't chill. Relax. And I don't know if in this audio, so she freaks me out also. I'm playing mine right now also. She had me in a panic. And you told me about this on Friday, that you got to keep your cheeks wide.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, they'll stick together.
Correct.
And I even asked her, I'm like, what happens if it sticks together? And she's like, I don't know. Nobody's ever done that. So did you have your butt up in the air like in a yoga position?
No, not really. But I had to reach back and really pull it apart. And then at one point in time, I couldn't because my butt was so sweaty.
Brian.
I'm so scared.
You had sweat bath?
Yeah. I had sweat coming out of every part of my body.
She had me so scared to not be pulling on it that you could have literally put a skateboard up my butt. I mean, I was stretching and I was holding on tight with like bionic hands. Here we go.
Here we go. Ah, oh, son of a.
This is booty first.
All right. All right. Oh, okay.
What's going on?
She spread me. She spread me.
Yeah.
Left butt chin. Oh, has Brian started this yet? Does anybody know? Oh, okay. Okay, I can feel the wax. What are you doing? You gotta warn me when that comes. Yeah. Yeah. Three. Oh, no. God, here's more wax. Oh, okay. No. Is it almost over?
Almost. Just relax.
Okay. I'm relaxing. She's spreading my legs. Where are you going now? Oh, she's grabbing my and stretching it and applying the wax. This is going to be really bad. Oh, ow, no more. Oh, no. Oh, that was it. That was more than two, you liar.
Yeah, she told me it was like, we just got two left. And then she's just like, it was like rapid fire. Shh, 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 shh.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She literally lied to me.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Dang it. It was the worst.
All right, I think it is well deserved, Cassie, if you will help me. Nice job, guys.
Done. Yay!
You embraced every single challenge with gusto. I am so proud of you both for conquering Live Like a Woman Week. Well done.
Thank
you. Well done.
Done.
Forever.
Can't wait for next year.
No.
No, there will be no next year. Videos of our waxing, and you only see our face and some of his hair, is up online at thebirdshow.com.
You're listening to the one and only Bird Show.